Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 17:25, Johannesburg 15:23, Mbombela 18 op na 24 grade.
In the traffic at the moment, the R21 both directions through the roadworks near the Tembisa off-ramp is slow at the moment. Midrand not looking too bad at all. There is some queuing traffic on the Mike 1 southbound, however, heading from Oxford Road down through Jan Smuts and Empire.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Midfielder Jaden Adams included in Hugo Broz's 23-man Bafana squad, and building national stadiums a key focus for CAF president Patrice Motsepe.
Die Suider-Afrika Ontwikkelingsgemeenskap het vandag aangekondig dat die groep se militêre teenwoordigheid in die Demokratiese Republiek die Kongo gaan ophou.
This extraordinary summit has made the bold decision to withdraw our mission from the Eastern DRC. We must speed up the implementation of the decisions.
Dit is die leier van Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, vroeër vandag. Sy land het die presidentskap van die groep, dis kom hy die aankondiging gemaak het. Lidlande se leiers het virtueel vergader oor die konflik in die DRK, waarin 14 Suid-Afrikaners vanjaar dood is, saam met 3 Malawiërs. Anastasie Mokgobo het meer.
The decision comes as rebel forces, including the M23 group, continue to capture key cities like Goma, including Bukavu, blocking humanitarian aid routes, while commending soldiers for their service. Regional leaders say military action alone will not bring stability. Instead, they are pushing for diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis. Meanwhile, the bloc has called on the international community to step up humanitarian support as thousands remain displaced. The decision also comes a day after Angola announced that peace talks between the DRC and the Rwanda-backed M23 armed group would begin next week. Anastasie Mokgobo, for Jacaranda FM News.
En terwyl dit aan die gang is, het president Cyril Ramaphosa vandag met leiers van die Europese Unie samesprekings gehou om handelsbande te versterk, dit na te midde van Amerika se tariefdreigemente op al wat leef en beef. Intussen berig Klef Chico dat minstens 235 mense in hegtenis geneem is sedert Junie of Januarie eerder, uitsluitlik vir kabeldiefstal in die Johannesburg metro. Van die misdadigers is selfs kontrakwerkers en werknemers van City Power. Klef Chico het die verslag gestuur uit Voortsburg in Johannesburg.
The power utility says so far it has lost 114 million rand on vandalism of their infrastructure alone. City Power CEO Chifula Romashaba says it's worrying that some of the arrested suspects are employees of the entity.
But we are happy to say that from the beginning to now we've seen a 33% decrease in terms of cable theft, and we've also seen, let's say, over 100% increase in terms of arrests.
She says this year alone they have arrested 10 of their own, including contractors, while some have been dismissed. Clef Chico, Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
And I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
Hey you! This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.